We were talking about the Colorado Rockies holding the all-time baseball attendance record, 4.5 million, which is unbelievable. And wondered if Coors Field was built at that time in 1993, getting some feedback from our Colorado P1s who say they played that season in Old Mile High Stadium.
Ah.
So that's how they were able to fit so many people in.
Okay.
And break that record and set a record that may never be broken.
Okay, so maybe go Broncos now, okay? Okay. Let's get there. Go Broncos.
No, come on.
Come on, Broncos.
This is that's fake Noxie. Which I have to say,
Georgio,
it annoys the heck out of me when you do fake Noxie, but the P1s are loving it.
Who says I'm doing it?
It's your voice.
Oh.
All right, coming up here in 15 minutes, Michael Irvin had something interesting to say about the Jerry Jones era. We're going to discuss that, but first it's Gordo's Corner, brought to us by McDonald's and Dallas Dodge Chrysler Jeep.
And fake Noxie will be along shortly. We'll throw it to him during the... I'm going to throw it to fake Noxie during the important parts of Gordo's Corner, and then we'll have to cut away from him real quick when the action
almost
gets...
as if the bases are loaded and Beltre's up or something.
Yeah. When Beltre's at bat, why do you even throw it to Noxie?
Good question.
I know what your next question is going to be, George.
What's that?
Why do they ever throw it to Noxie ever?
That's not it.
Yeah, it is.
No, it's not.
You think he's a waste of television time?
No, I don't. I'm Mike Jr. I think he has a really tough job.
All right. Anyway, several things that we've been talking about today. You know, I told you the story about the rapper who tweeted that he was going 120 while drunk,
mm-hmm.
and then hashtagged it YOLO.
Jules.
Yeah, or what was his other name? Inked or Inky.
Yeah.
With about five Y's at the end.
Mm-hmm.
And he hashtagged it YOLO, which means you only live once. And then right after he sent that tweet, his car crashed into a wall and killed him and three other people.
Off.
Mm. Well, now the P1s are jumping all over the YOLO trend. And they're hashtagging YOLO onto a lot of the risky behavior that they're involving themselves in. Like Jake, he tweeted, "Didn't wash my hands after using the restroom, then gave away free high fives. YOLO." Andrea just tweeted, "Paying my bills online and not keeping the confirmation numbers. YOLO." Very risky.
That is risky.
Do you guys keep up with those confirmation numbers?
I always write them down.
Really?
But then I always lose the pieces of paper that I've written them down on.
Well, even if you kept the pieces of paper, you'd have a whole drawer full of confirmation numbers that you didn't know what it went to.
Right. I just write them down for about a 10-minute window, just in case the operator that gave me the number says, "Can you read that back to me?"
Right.
I don't want them to bust me.
You don't want
me.
Them to bust you. And doing the fake write down.
Yeah.
You ever done fake write
down? Oh, yes.
I'm here with a family of five from Rowlett, and guess what? They're all Ranger fans. YOLO.
He is YOLO. Not that country.
He's not that country or nervous. You've got to... I wish the P1s could see you. You're getting hand twitch going on. And
I don't know what you're talking about.
Frank tweeted, "Gonna ignore the Google. This site may harm your computer warning. YOLO." Once again, these aren't things that you're really profiting from when you're only living once on ignoring warnings that are going to destroy your computer. What are you gaining?
Right.
Dennis tweeted, "Wife asked if it looked like she had gained a couple of pounds. I said yes. YOLO."
Wow.
Sam says, "Blue pen ran out mid-writing, switching to black on same document. YOLO."
Is that blue pen Ranger fan?
Shot. You're about to get shot.
Is that blue pen Ranger fan? I want to know.
This is kind of your Terry Bradshaw.
What?
May not be that far off, George.
Rich is enjoying it.
Supporting it.
Hey, there's one P1 that said that he is red-faced and shake laughing in his cubicle at the fake Noxie.
8:40 Monday.
No. He wasn't at the Cowboy game, was he?
Hey, we got a deep throat informant from the police department. I won't read this man's name or give you his badge number.
Badge.
Is that what it is?
With a B, as in Betty.
Well, that would make more sense.
All right, police, we want to hear from you. Who's a Ranger fan out there?
This is some stand-up comedian in Nashville.
Same content over and over again.
Get this now. He's a policeman, but he's a Ranger fan, too. Come on, yell for us.
Let's go, Rangers!
Okay, all right, yeah. I just had to bring you this breaking story. This guy's a Ranger fan, and he wanted to scream into a microphone. So there you go.
That is,
I feel like I'm watching
the whole deal.
Like I'm watching open mic night on CMT.
Anyway, our deep throat policeman, he informs us about the. We're wondering how much do 911 operators make. He says it's much less than $20 an hour, and he says it's a very stressful job, and the conditions are horrible. He said, imagine a telemarketing call center, except. Most of the people on the phone are being yelled at or cried to.
911, hello?
Unbelievable.
What's that? You say you got an intruder? Well, that's bad, but let me ask you something. You're a Ranger fan? All right, yell into the phone real loud. And we'll, maybe we'll get an officer out there by 9 o'clock or so. All right, okay.
That's 911 Noxy.
What's that, an explosion in your neighborhood? All right, that kind of reminds me of Josh Hamilton back in April. Okay.
I wish they could see the body convulsions you're doing. That just like he's got Parkinson's or something. He doesn't really have Parkinson's, does he?
Well, no, but other people do.
Well, yes. That's why I'm asking why your fake Noxy is incorporating this physical malady
I don't know what you're talking about.
Into the impersonation. All right, must watch television. On 9/17, which would be Monday, right? 9/17, September 17th, Monday, Dr. Phil's going to have on Dinah Lohan.
Lindsay's mama.
Lindsay's mommy. And everyone is saying you need to prep because this is going to be one of the most wheels-off historic interviews of all time because she apparently is drunk or on pills or something.
So it's already been taped?
It's already been taped. I will play you the minute-long trailer for the Dr. Phil show.
Monday on an all-new Dr. Phil, a rare one-on-one interview.
Let's talk
Are we to camera now or rolling? I'm sorry.
With a woman that has been called
worst mother in America, worst parent ever.
So me.
The Lohans.
Michael says that you've been taking money and commissions from Lindsay by lying to her.
Like you've never seen them before.
You're like in your little tie, your little shoes. Like
I'm in my little tie and my little shoes? What the hell does that mean?
Was she drinking before she did your interview?
Wherever the Lohans go.
You have come on here and been phony, flitting around and
all
like that.
Stop. I'm not flitting around. I'm being scrutinized by you people.
You people?
Controversy follows.
I have seen Lindsay dragged into court. 05, car crash. 06, struggles with drugs.
If she was living in New York, five of them would be obsolete.
You're missing the point.
Can I go home now?
That's Monday.
Jeez.
She sounded wasted?
Yeah.
She's got that hoarse voice, and she's, you ought to see her body language. Half the time she's laying across the couch, yes. And
Dr. Phil used to do so much promotional work.
What do you mean?
I just seem like I see more Dr. Phil promos now than I ever have.
So, I think he's doing the same amount he probably always has. Okay.
Just asking. I just don't remember his show getting so much press before.
Yeah, it's a pretty popular show, isn't it?
Yeah.
It's now number one. He says thanks to the fact that Oprah quit.
Right.
Yeah, probably helped.
Well, I'm interested in seeing this. Although I do hate the car crash element of the whole Lohan family. Doesn't that family just make you sad?
Yeah.
I mean, the dad, I think he's fighting a DWI right now. He's on this show. He's on Monday's show, too. He's the one who asked in this promo, was she drinking before she came on with you?
Hmm.
And then, so which one's the stable parent for Lindsay to lean on?
Yeah.
And the thing is, I think Lindsay Lohan is so cute. I still would.
You better hurry because she's going to be so torn up.
You think she's going to be dead?
Oh, man.
Soon?
The Lohan family with us here tonight. Now, they've got some problems, but here's the question. Are you Low Hands Ranger fans? You're not? Okay. All right.
It's somebody. It's Jeff Foxworthy.
There's
or
some Tim McCarver in there,
yeah,
too.
Yeah, that's who it is.
Fastball inside.
Yeah, that's who it is.
Change up down low.
All right, we're here with an old grandma from Bedford and everything. She just had her voice box removed. Are you a Ranger fan? Let's hear you yell.
Yes.
George.
That was a drop. That wasn't me.
Go ahead and put your finger over the hole in your throat and burp out a Go Ranger.
Let's go Ranger.
All right.
I'm sure we've had people who've had their voice box removed.
Surely Noxie wouldn't walk into that bear trap, would he?
Oh, yeah. He runs through the forest with no fear of bear traps. He doesn't care.
Oh. I think this is a pretty good idea. Up in Minnesota, there's a bar up there that's installed a pregnancy test dispenser in the ladies' room.
Okay.
Free? No, not free.
No, I think you may have to pay for them. But let's say it's, you know, what, 50 cents. That's pretty cheap. Maybe more than that. But yeah, if you're in the bar and everything and you're full of wine and you're still and you're drinking because you're worried because you're about a week late, you can just haul off and put a couple quarters in there and spin the thing and it'll spit out a pregnancy test for you to urinate on.
It's not for immediate use, right? Like you have some...
No, you can use it then.
Some wheels off tryst in a bathroom.
A triast?
Oh, no.
Can you detect that immediately with those kits?
No, I think 24 hours is like the... You know, it used to be a lot longer than that. It used to be you could only test after you've missed.
Missed what?
You've missed your monthly curse. But
one new feature at the ballpark this year, pregnancy test in the women's bathroom. We're here with Jane, who's from Farmers Branch.
Hey,
are
Nazi.
You pregnant? Did you, are
I don't
you
know.
Pregnant?
Hold on. Let me
okay.
find out.
All right,
I'm
here we go.
Stick
now.
It
it's
down there
live
right
over
now.
Here. Okay.
I'm get it.
Okay.
Okay, I'm looking.
Yeah.
And it's,
yeah.
It's positive.
Okay.
I'm pregnant.
Right. If you have a boy, you think you'll be a Ranger fan?
I think so.
How about you? You a Ranger fan?
Yeah.
Let's hear it.
I'm a Ranger fan.
Okay.
Now, is this test so a woman can find out if she can start tossing down the margaritas safely?
Oh, could
I guess
be.
So.
Yeah,
if
you, that's it.
You walk into the bar, and the first thing you do is go take the pregnancy test.
What is that sound? What is that?
It's listed as Bob Burp ISO, isolated.
Oh,
man.
It's like a bass. Somebody's playing a washed up bass there. What's happening? All right.
All right, Gordo. Thank you. That's the corner. 9:32 on the ticket. Coming up next, Michael Irvin makes a claim about Jerry Jones that we will debate.
Coming up tomorrow at 1, it's Race Week with me, Rich Phillips. We'll get you ready for the chase for the Sprint Cup as we examine all 12 contenders for the championship, including a conversation with one of those drivers, Clint Bowyer, at 1:30. That's Race Week tomorrow, 1 to 2 on the ticket. Football.